Hello. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the October 2023 issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin page 36, Scouts in Action. Jackson Tumberland, 20, was helping with landscaping chores at a neighbor's home in Easley, South Carolina, when their dump trailer collapsed, trapping Jackson's neighbor beneath it. The trailer's hydraulic fluid line had burst. It sprayed Jackson's face and hands, temporarily blinding him. Jackson's vision soon cleared, but his hands were still covered with fluid. He used a voice command to call 911 from his cell phone. Jackson moved his neighbor's mechanical loader to the opposite side of the dump trailer and used his bucket to lift the bed off his neighbor. Jackson ran to the neighbor and talked to him to keep him calm, all while giving their location and other details of the accident to the 911 operator. Paramedics arrived and took Jackson's neighbor to a hospital. He had a broken back, punctured lung, and several broken bones, but eventually made a full recovery. Jackson Tumberland, a member of the camp staff at Camp Old Indian, a property maintained by the Blue Ridge Council in Greenville, South Carolina, received a heroism award for his actions. More Scouts in Action. He kept the fire from spreading. David Andrew David, 16, was leaving school in Lucas, Texas, when he saw a fire spreading over a grassy area. It was clear the fire could spread to more dry grass, trash, and homes nearby. David parked his truck, grabbed a piece of trash, and began trying to smother the fire. Other students started to stomp on the fire to help put it out. A school official called 911. The fire department arrived and checked to make sure the fire wouldn't reignite. No one was hurt during the incident. Life Scout David Andrew David III, a member of Troop 1776, chartered to the Plano Rotary Foundation in Plano, Texas, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. Scout Life Headliners. Service Champ, Eagle Scout is first. Apata Saijela, age 19, hometown Danville, California. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 38, Danville. She made headlines for winning the 2022 Glenn A. and Melinda W. Adams National Eagle Scout Service Project of the Year. The scoop? A Potter's Eagle Scout project involved building an outdoor meditation area and children's playground at Project Pride, a women's residential rehabilitation center. Apata is the first female Eagle Scout to receive this award, which includes a $3,500 scholarship. Strike! Second-class Scout Bowls for Gold. Alex Crowley, age 14, hometown, Kalispell, Montana. His Scout rank, second-class Scout, Troop 1933, Kalispell. He made headlines as the youngest of 19 national youth bowlers named to the Storm Evolution team. The scoop? Alex bowled two perfect games and won 7 gold medals of the Storm Youth Championships and 5 gold medals at the Big Sky Tour. He was the Montana State Pepsi Champion, Youth Bowlers Tour Champion 2023, United States Bowling Congress Montana Youth Open Boys High Series title holder, 2022 USA Bowling Pacific Northwestern Regional Team Champion, and 2023 USA Bowling Southwest Regional Team Champion. Go, Alex. More Scout Life headliners. Milo Bouchon, age 10, hometown, Charleston, South Carolina. Scout rank, Weblow Scout, PAC 63 in Charleston. He made headlines by winning the Reader's Choice Award for the 2023 WQED Writers Contest, Write My Future. Milo also placed second in the third grade category with his story, Three Mighty Muskrats and a Googleplex of Gruesome. His story was partly inspired by Cub Scout pack outings and campouts. Luke Ward, age 17, hometown Pineville, Louisiana. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 49, Alexandria, Louisiana. He made headline for winning two consecutive archery in Louisiana School State Bullseye Champion tournaments in 2022 and 2023, his latest with a score of 293 out of a possible 300. He totaled 24 perfect 10s out of 30 arrow shots. Siddharth Bhatia, age 17, hometown Piedmont, California. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 15 in Piedmont. Siddharth made headlines for being named by the Representative Barbara Lee as the winner of the 2022 Congressional App Challenge in California's 13th District. Siddharth's app, Pocket Congress, allows users to easily find information on their congressional representatives and what they're working on. Heads up. Collecting. Spin, Smash, Battle, and Trade, Series A it coins. These cool magnetic palm-sized coins come with different designs, a game board for battling, and more. Stick them to any flat magnetic surface from the refrigerator to your school locker. I collect vintage scout gear and uniforms. I own a uniform from the 1950s with patches from that era. I wear it to events whenever I can. I have the Yucapac 1950 canteen cook kit and silverware set. I also have a 1954 scout handbook and handbook for patrol leaders and a 1948 scout field book signed by William Green Bar Bill Hillcourt. That's from Gideon C. Tyner in North Carolina. I have more than 80 toy cars. My oldest is from 1974. That's from Adam F. in Baker City, Oregon. I collect state magnets and quarters. That's from James S. in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. I collect gemstones and rocks. I currently have over 40 types, including quartz, obsidian, and sandstone. That's from Elena S. in Thomaston, Georgia. I collect stamps with my grandpa. I also collect patches. I have about 4 sheets of stamps and 20 patches. I also have 100 Schleich animal figures. That's from Jeff K. in Auburn, Indiana. I collect random things like Legos and Pokemon cards. That's from Aiden A. in Arlington, Texas. Scout Life will send you this official contributor patch if we include your collection. Send a description to Collecting, Scout Life, S306 P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or through an e-form at scoutlife.org. Please, no samples. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. Ask us anything. I'm getting really stressed about my grades. I'm not failing, but I feel like if I'm letting my parents down. What should I do? Steve, even though I'm no longer in school, I know the feeling. All of us have things we wish we could do better. So first, congrats on being so motivated. While some stress can actually fuel your success, going overboard and obsessing about things you can't control certainly won't. One piece of advice that's really helped me is do your best, forget the rest. Jenny, if there's a class you really want to ace, sometimes that requires a little help. Don't be afraid to ask a teacher for some after-school help. Also, when I was struggling in school, I often found my parents were as impressed with my commitment to doing well as they were with the good grades. Good luck. I'm a little overweight. My parents say I will grow out of it. Is that true? Jenny and Steve, you are not alone in this. It's a common concern for kids your age. We reached out to Dr. Byron Lauer of St. Christopher's Hospital for Children in Philadelphia. He recommends sticking to the 5-2-1-0 plan. 5 fruits or veggies per day, fresh if possible. 2 hours or less of screen time, TV, video games, tablets, computers per day. 1 hour of physical activity, getting your heart rate up per day. And 0 sugary beverages, juice, soda, sports drinks, etc.
Airy on the prairie.
When I joined Cub Scouts, my family never went camping. But your articles got me comfortable with camping and leaving my comfort zone. One of my favorites is Scouts in Action. I like reading the stories of kids saving others. It inspired me to be a lifeguard and teach swim lessons. Your magazine has always been one of my favorites because of how well it relates to me as a scout. And without it, I think I would be a much different person. That from Spencer B. in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, Spencer. You've got tears running down my cheek feathers. Your accomplishments of becoming a lifeguard and swim teacher are incredible. And to hear Scouts in Action play the part in that pursuit? Get out! You sound like a great scout. Give it up! And thanks for writing in Scout Life Influence on Your Life.
I really like the joke section on scoutlife.org. Thank you for having it. That's from Haley N. in Niceville, Florida.
Haley? I love the jokes, too. We have jokes themed for holidays like Halloween and Thanksgiving, and some themed for animals like turkeys and eagles. But the only way our joke section stays fresh and funny is through submissions from readers like you. And we need more jokes all the time. Send your funniest to gold.scoutlife.org/sendjokes.
I read the article on how to fool a fortune teller. I loved it because it taught me how to fold it, and the end result is really fun. Bye. That from Daniel J. in San Angelo, Texas. P.S. Oh, wait. Also, what's your favorite food?
That's one of my favorite Scout Life tutorials, too, Daniel. You can find even more fortune teller goodies on our site if you ever need a refresher. Here's that link. gold.scoutlife.org/fortune teller. P.S. You snuck in an important meaty question at the end there, which also happens to be my answer. My favorite food is important meat, like salmon, herring, my mom's steak cake, and, of course, anchovy pizza.
What do you think the longest merit badge to complete is? In my opinion, it's the camping merit badge, as you must camp 20 nights to start the merit badge, and the other requirements are pretty intense, too. That's from Christian Aches in Laguna Hills, California.
I think a lot of scouts would agree with you, Christian. The camping merit badge requires a lot of time sleeping in the outdoors. But for this scout, who was unfortunately never a scout like you on account of my eagleness, I'd slept 20 nights under the stars by the time I was 20 days old. I guess it's all about perspective. I wonder what our readers think. What merit badge took you the longest to earn? Write in and let me and Christian know. Speaking of perspective, It's the end of my day. The boss has gone home, and I'm about to snag a 10,000-foot view as I guide on back to my nest for a pretty exciting evening. I'm carving pumpkins with my pal Talon tonight. I'll share some pics of my work next month. Until then,
happy birthday, NASA. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration has launched astronauts to the moon, satellites to study Earth, and missions to explore other worlds. Established in 1958, NASA celebrates 65 years this month. Don't miss. Catch sky shows from your backyard when two meteor showers peak this month. Watch the Draconoids produce about 10 meteors per hour on October 8th and 9th. The Auroranoids bring about 20 meteors per hour on October 21st and 22nd. Learn more at headsup.scoutlife.org. Candy. The lollipop named after the racehorse Lollipop was created in 1908. Cotton candy, first called fairy floss, was invented in 1897 by a candy maker and a dentist. Service champ, Eagle Scout is first. Apata Sigella, age 19, hometown, Danville, California. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 36, Danville. She made headlines for winning the 2022 Glenn A. and Melinda W. Adams National Eagle Scout Service Project of the Year. The scoop? Apata's Eagle Scout project involved building an outdoor meditation area and children's playground at Project Pride, a women's residential rehabilitation center. Apata is the first female Eagle Scout to receive this award, which includes $3,500 in scholarship. Strike! Second-class scout bowls for gold. Alex Crowley, age 14, hometown, Kalispell, Montana. Scout rank, second-class scout, Troop 1933 in Kalispell. Alex made headlines as the youngest of 19 national youth bowlers named to the Storm Evolution team. The scoop? Alex bowled two perfect games and won 7 gold medals at the Storm Youth Championships and 5 gold medals at the Big Sky Tour. He was the Montana State Pepsi Champion, Youth Bowlers Tour Champion, 2023 United States Bowling Congress Montana Youth Open Boys High Series title holder, 2022 USA Bowling Pacific Northwest Regional Team Champion, and 2023 USA Bowling Southwest Regional Team Champion. Milo Bouchon, age 10, hometown, Charleston, South Carolina. Scout rank, Weeblo Scout, Pack 63, Charleston. Milo made headlines by winning the Reader's Choice Award for the 2023 WQED Writers Contest, Write My Future. Milo also placed second in the third grade category with his story, Three Mighty Muskrats and a Googleplex of Gruesome. His story was partly inspired by Cub Scout pack outings and campouts. Luke Ward, hometown, Pineville, Louisiana. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 49, Alexandria, Louisiana. Luke made headlines for winning 2 consecutive archery contests in Louisiana School State Bullseye Champion tournaments in 2022 and 2023, his latest with a score of 293 out of a possible 300. He totaled 24 perfect 10s out of 30 arrows shot. Good job, Luke. And finally, Siddharth Bhatia, age 17. His hometown, Piedmont, California. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 15, Piedmont. Siddharth made headlines from being named by Representative Barbara Lee as the winner of the 2022 Congressional App Challenge in California's 13th District. Siddharth's app, Pocket Congress, allows users to easily find information on their congressional representatives and what they're working on. The Golden Touch. This tale features a greedy king, a furry goat man, golden bathtubs, and poorly worded wishes. King Midas was a ruler who wasn't just rich. He was filthy rich. Midas was the king of a wealthy country called Persia. Besides the fact that he was rolling in dough, the king was blessed beyond measure in other ways. He had a beautiful palace, plenty of food and drink, and a lovely daughter. But King Midas always wanted more. He was obsessed with gold. His favorite thing to do was to sit in his palace and count his gold coins over and over again. The rumor was that King Midas even filled up his bathtub with gold coins so that he could bathe in them. One afternoon, King Midas was sitting in his room counting his gold when he heard a noise coming from outside his bedroom window. Someone was snoring just outside of his chambers. At first, Midas was annoyed. Which one of his lousy servants had fallen asleep on the job? But when he peered out the window, Midas was shocked to find a satyr sleeping soundly in a bed of flowers directly below his bedroom window. A satyr is a woodland spirit that is part man, part goat. But instead of being freaked out at the discovery of a goat man in his garden, King Midas was delighted. That's because he knew that satyrs are associated with the gods, specifically Dionysus. Dionysus was known for having a good time and throwing a fun party, and he truly loved his satyrs. They traveled with him everywhere he went and were his biggest supporters. Midas knew that if he returned the missing creature to Dionysus, he would likely be rewarded. He started to daydream about all the gold Dionysus would give him as a way to thank him for returning his beloved satyr. Midas pulled out all the stops. He gave the satyr a beautiful room with a comfortable bed to sleep in and let him live in luxury for 10 days. On the 11th day, Midas decided it was time to return the satyr to Dionysus. "Dionysus," he cried, "I have something that belongs to you." And just like that, Dionysus appeared. He smiled wide when he saw that his satyr was safe and well cared for.
I fell asleep, and then King Midas found me," the satyr explained. "He gave me a comfortable room and fed me delicious food. It was wonderful."
Dionysus looked at Midas closely. Not many men would show so much hospitality to a satyr. "Thank you, King Midas. I appreciate your service. I will not forget it." Dionysus was turning to leave when Midas yelled out,
Wait. Aren't you forgetting something?" "Maybe a reward?" Midas squeaked.
"There it is," thought Dionysus, "the real reason for his hospitality."
"What is it you seek?"
"What is it you seek?" Dionysus asked. "I will grant you one wish." Midas was thrilled. He thought about asking for a large boat to sail across the seas, or maybe a horse that could run at a lightning speed. Perhaps true love for his darling daughter. But no, Midas, it always came back to one thing. Gold. "I wish for everything I touch to be turned to gold," he proclaimed. Dionysus paused. "You want everything you touch to be turned to gold?" "Everything you touch," he repeated.
"Yes,"
Midas exclaimed, already imagining his golden bed and golden floors and golden chairs. "As you wish," Dionysus replied. And with that, he vanished, disappearing into the hillside along with the satyr. Midas sprinted back to his palace, eager to test out his new powers. On the way, he stopped to pick a flower in his garden. He watched with amazement as the flower turned to gold. Giddy with glee, Midas ran inside and pulled out a chair to sit in. It also turned to gold. "This is the best," King Midas yelled. "I am rich, richer than rich. I am the king of gold." He ran around his palace touching random objects. A candlestick, poof, gold. A rug, poof, gold. His pillow, poof, gold. Then Midas went to his favorite place of all, his bathtub. When he touched the sides, he watched in amazement as the marble slowly began to turn to gold. He now had a golden bathtub that he quickly filled up with golden coins. For Midas, life simply could not get any better than this. After all the excitement, King Midas was hungry. He went to grab a grape from the fruit bowl on the counter. Crunch. Suddenly, Midas chuckled. It turned into gold because I touched it. And although Midas was amused at first, the more time passed, the more frustrated he became. Eventually hungry, Midas was in despair. Upon hearing her father crying, his daughter rushed into the room and embraced him. Suddenly, she tensed. When Midas pulled away to see what was wrong, he was horrified to see that she had turned into a golden statue. Midas ran out of his palace as fast as he could, heading to the place where he last saw Dionysus. "Dionysus!" he screamed to the sky. "Dionysus!" King Midas had finally realized that there was more to life than gold. He had all the gold he could ever hope for, and he had never been so unhappy. He would rather live on the street with his daughter than live in a golden palace without her. "I know what's important now, and it's not gold. Please help me," Midas cried. Dionysus appeared and looked at him carefully. He supposed Midas had learned his lesson after all. "Go to the river Pactolus and wash your hands. When you do, the curse will be lifted." King Midas was true to his word. From that day forward, his greed and gluttony came to an end. He was no longer obsessed with gold. He was a loving father and a faithful king. Despite the incident with his golden touch, King Midas became a great ruler who served his people and country well for the rest of his days. We've run out of time for today's episode of What's Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivy, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.